And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is here. We're going to be talking fish dope reports. We're going to be talking fishing and a lot more because Dave is here in the house. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. Walk down the docks these days and guys are eager to show off their expensive new coolers. Makes me wonder what the world's coming to if a guy can spend $500 on a cooler. Oh, well, what do I know? I know this. Those new coolers are a heck of a lot better than the old coolers I used to trot around. In fact, that's what got Paul Cabellin at Angle USA thinking about a better cooler in the first place. His Angle coolers were designed with 2 inches of insulation and a tight-fitting seal to keep things ice cold for up to 10 days. He introduced an integrated hinge so the lid wouldn't break off, durable latches with stainless hardware, and ergonomic handles. Most of all, he priced his gear fairly so a guy could count on getting his money's worth. If you need a new cooler, take a look at Angle Cooler before you buy anything else. It's the original. It's built to last. And when it comes to performance, you can count on ice lasting longer and your catch staying colder than anything you've ever tried before.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-track cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Finger on the button. The man is in the house.
Oh, yeah. Adam, be on guard.
I promise I'm going to be a good boy today.
Are you now?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Captain Dave. Good morning,
Dave.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for letting me be here.
Thanks for being here. Why do they call you your saltwater guide? What is that?
Well, because I come with you on your boat, and I teach you how to fish on your boat, and I teach you how to use all the electronics that you have on your boat, and I show you how to use your equipment to the best of its ability and go where the fish are biting at.
And what gives you this this talent that you have? How do you know how to do all this stuff?
Well, I'm blessed. I was born in the Hansen family, so my dad's been in the business since 1942.
Best.
And I grew up working on sport boats since I was 12 years old, and started driving sport boats when I was 19 years old. And then I used to watch all the private boaters follow us around all day, every day. And I used to think, man, look at these guys. They don't have a clue. They follow us around all day. But then I realized one morning, they do have a clue. You can't own one of those boats if you don't have a clue what's going on. You just need to know where to go fishing. So
yeah.
18 years ago, I started your saltwater guide, Captain Dave's Saltwater Guide Service, and I come with you on your boat, and I show you. And it's exploded. It's just absolutely exploded.
It's busy.
Super busy, all the time, every day. Last year, I did a 93 days in a row stretch on different boats. I ran 142 different boats just last year alone.
And we're going to go out on my boat after this.
You're
going to show me
done.
A few tricks.
Yeah, we're going to go look. You probably already got everything wired, but it's cool to have someone tell you got it.
Doesn't help. Doesn't hurt to have you dial me in a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and who knows what tips and tricks you pick up. You know, Dave likes to pull the boat in this way, or, you know, just one little thing that you can add to your arsenal is huge. Always. No matter what you do or how much you got it dialed, somebody else has a cooler way of doing something.
Yeah, and I just kind of get lucky. I just out there every day, so I get lucky, and I kind of have a clue what's going on. Plus, I know a lot of different captains. I can call people like Steve Lasley or Pete Grosbeck or Jimmy Kingsmill or Todd Manser. They're all my friends. I can call them and ask them what they're seeing out there. So it helps to be on the water every day, plus having a network of the best and the best.
Yeah, and that's why you're our fishdope.com reporter every Sunday.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks to Jason and Ollie. They've blessed me with the chance to be a part of Bloody Decks and BD Outdoors and Fish Dope, and that's allowed my business to just explode because of the exposure that those guys have. And they've allowed me to tag along with them, and my business has just turned into a phenomenal thing. Now I have two other guides working for me. I have a guy working up there in Santa Barbara area, Sonny. He's very, very knowledgeable about that area up there, so he's going with clients on their boats out of Santa Barbara and Oxnard. And then I have Mike Maddox, who's a good, really good guy from Newport, 27 years old, hungry, loves to fish, way into it. These guys are working on the smaller boats for me, and it's working out really well.
That's cool. And you just finished both Fred Hall shows, Long Beach and Del Mar, and did a lot of seminars at those?
Yeah, once again, I'm blessed. Mike Lum's kind of helped me out a lot with that, and I get to speak a couple, three times a day at the show, and my seminars are always packed. I have quite a few sponsors that support it really well, and we give away a lot of free stuff, and it's all about the children. I make sure that the children get tons of free stuff when they come to my seminars, because if we get the kids involved and keep them involved, then our industry is going to be very, very healthy for the next few years.
It's very entertaining.
Thank you very much. I try to make it as entertaining as you can.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So tell us, I mean, we talked about it. Catalina is back to his days of old.
Yeah, there's a couple of squid boats over there. I know Greg Obi-Mako's on the backside today, loaded with squid on the Pacific Carnage. Get a hold of him on Channel 11. And then there's sea bass and yellowtail sprinkled all over the backside of the island. When you find the right condition, you do pretty well on the yellowtail, and then that sea bass is on the tides. It's biting on the backside up and down on all the different beaches. I know there was a couple good scores yesterday on the backside of the island there. So everything's shaping up to be another phenomenal season. And just like yesterday, I heard you guys talking to Booger, and I heard you talking to the Tribute, and that there's some bluefin to catch. There's yellowtail on the kelp patties, and everybody's just waiting. Like Frank said yesterday, we're all waiting for that albacore that's coming. He's coming. We just don't know what day it's going to come.
Yeah, they're... you think it's coming.
Oh, yeah. If you look at the water, just the color of the water, we haven't seen this color of water for so long, and the temperature down again, back down to where it's supposed to be, 62, 63 this time of year. The table's set. We're not supposed to have 80-degree water here in Southern California.
No. How cool that this is all going on the second day of April. You know what I mean? And it's not like there's a flash or a thought or a maybe. I mean, like you said, there's great fishing at the islands. There's good fishing to be had offshore. I mean, it's early, early.
Yeah, and beautiful week of weather coming up
yes.
here. Stretch going from yesterday all the way through at least till Thursday this week. So
yeah, the wind finally stopped blowing. So
yeah, and this is spring, and normally it blows in the spring.
But it does
right?
this time of year.
Right.
Yeah. So let's keep our fingers crossed things really erupt. Earlier in last year, you chased a lot of bluefin last year.
Yes.
Kind of more toward the end of April, though, right?
Right. It started out about the beginning of May. And there were some guys that were doing it already. I know Pete and another friend of mine, Jeff, those Grossbeck, those guys were catching that fish and kind of keeping it in under the radar a little bit until they let me in on it. And as soon as I was let in on it, then I told everybody what was going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And got the word out there. So you see a lot of anglers. You see a lot of boat handles. You see a lot of goes. What are some of the key mistakes that a guy with his own boat makes when it comes to going fishing?
The number one thing is you're going too fast. When you get out there in the zone where you start to see, when you know, just because you got some numbers from Danny, posted them on FishDope last night, and then you're just running to those numbers, but you get into the area where the boats are and you just keep driving as fast as you can to those numbers where the fish bit yesterday, you got to slow down. When I get in the zone, when I'm 4 or 5 miles from the zone, I'm down to trolling speed. I put a couple of lures out, a couple of feathers, something. Slow it down and start looking really hard. Get those, like Jimmy was talking yesterday and Rick and Pete, we were about the gyro binoculars. I'm in my binoculars. As soon as I get into that zone, I got to slow down because it's hard to look when you're going 20 knots. You miss a ton of stuff when you're doing 20 knots. I know your boat does 30 knots, but you don't have to do 30 knots all day.
Yeah.
Slow down and start looking. And stop looking for boats. 99.9% of the people I go with ask me all day, hey, Captain Dave, look at all those boats over there. They're all stopped. Well, like I always say, you know why there's a lot of boats over there? Because there's a lot of boats over there. And if you're out fishing for boats, we could have stayed in the harbor. There's a million of them. On every dock, there's a boat. Stop fishing for boats. Start fishing for fish.
That's a good thing that you said, too, about putting a couple of trolling jigs out. Even the last couple of years when there was very few jig strikes to add, it forces you to go at a speed where you're way more effective at looking at things. You know, you'll see kelps, you'll see fish, you'll see breezers, you see that. And, like, even if there's not a ton of jig strikes, when you never know, I mean, there's always a chance something to grab some, but it forces you to go that speed where you're going to see things.
Correct. And nothing's better than getting a jig strike.
Yeah.
Your day's made. Holy. You get a jig strike, yay, we got one.
Yeah.
Accidental, you didn't even know it was coming. I had a lot of those days last year where we got lucky. We were trolling very, very small orange feathers, if you will. They're little orange jet heads, small, though, like an inch and a half, 2 inches long. They were very small, but that's what we were trolling because their fish were keyed on that red crab last year. So that's what we were trolling behind the Hatteras all the time.
That's cool.
That's neat. And I heard that even bluefin elite, I guess somebody caught one on a cedar plug recently, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
why not?
This past week.
So. I mean, they're not a fish that's, you know, you catch a lot on the troll, but there's definitely been several jig strikes already this year. Cedar plugs and things like that.
Yeah.
So just slow down, guys.
Slow down and look.
And start looking for fish.
So what are you looking for?
Anything that isn't water. If it doesn't look like water, there's a good chance it's something, you know, a log, one white tern hovering over the water. That's him. That's it. If you can find that one little white bird, he looks like a butterfly. They're small. Not the big brown birds, not the pelicans, but that little tiny white bird that looks like a butterfly fluttering. He's fluttering because he's looking at fish. He's not looking at bait. He's looking at that tuna or he's looking at that marlin. He's fluttering right above the fish. Always look for that little tern fluttering above the fish. I know kelp patty's cool. You find a kelp patty, you know, that's gold. But the birds tell the story. And if you can find that bird, then he's going to help. It's going to have a great day when you find that bird. But if you're doing 20 knots, you're going to miss that bird every time.
Yeah, for sure. How important, you know, we had Captain Jimmy Kingsmill yesterday, Fraser Optics. How important it is to have a good pair of binoculars on your boat?
Well, I was not a binocular guy. I can see the stuff with my eyes for years, I thought. Until I got a pair of binoculars from Jimmy. We got our first pair 4 years ago. And since then, now we have two pairs on the boat all the time because there's never a time where you want to not have a pair of gyro-stabilized binoculars when you're out fishing. If you fish like we do, like Rick does, like you do, like I do, like Jimmy does, when you're out there fishing for more than 2 or 3 days a month, you got to have a pair of binoculars because you're missing so much stuff. And we used to have a pair, and then that pair one day didn't work anymore because they got dropped. And then we didn't have a pair. And now we're running around blind out there as far as I was concerned.
Once you have them, you're
because once you don't have them anymore. So I called Jimmy and I was like, when I heard Jimmy talking yesterday, how the guys are begging for that loaner pair, I was the guy begging for the loaner pair. Jimmy, please let me. I had to even call Pete Grosbeck and say, Pete, can you call Jimmy and ask him? Because I had Pete coming on the boat with his boss and we didn't have a pair of gyro. And so Pete called Jimmy and Jimmy was like, Dave, you don't have to call Pete. Just call me. And I'm like, okay. And he let me have a loaner pair, and then we bought a second pair. Now we have two pairs on the boat.
Yeah. Now, you're speaking of the boat that you run that's being repowered now, and you'll actually take people out on that boat. It's a charter boat.
Right. It's a super high-end six-pack charter boat. We're the only six-pack charter boat on the coast that carries 20 scoops of bait.
Whoa.
We carry 20 scoops of bait. We have a 360-gallon bait tank in the middle of the deck on the back deck. We're a 65-foot hatteras. We're putting brand-new C-18s in the boat right now. I got Robert Sherrill doing all the work for us. The guy's a magician. So we're repowering the boat. We have a phenomenal set of electronics. We have the sonar, a real sonar, you know, one of those big-time sonars on the boat. We carry more bait than anybody else. We have phenomenal up and down, and we have that sonar. So we're set when the fish show up. But like I said, we're high-end. We're not for everybody. We're super high-end.
Like
$3,500 for the day.
For the day, for up to six people.
For six people.
Yeah.
And you each got
big
your
boat,
own room.
Though.
It's a 65-foot hatteras. We have a jacuzzi bathtub. We have three staterooms. I know. And it works.
Yeah?
And it works. I've used it when we've been in Cabo before after a long day of looking at those binoculars. It's pretty
cool.
Nice.
That's a nice ride.
Yeah, it's
sure.
A very nice ride. We have no swim step on the back, so there's nothing to get in the way when you're fishing. Not that a swim step's a bad thing, but we just don't have one. And,
the hatteras
cool.
are so low to the water.
Oh,
the
yeah.
They look like they're going to sink.
Uh-huh.
And when you fill that bait tank and you look at those 65 hatteras, it's like, that thing's like sinking or something.
Yeah.
It's so
low
to the
you're
water.
Standing on the water.
Yeah.
You are
so cool.
Standing
it's
on the water.
It's amazing. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Dave is a wealth of knowledge and really can dial in on the fish.
You're not kidding, man. Boy, talk about the perfect guy to have. I mean, Dave spent so much time fishing everything from the coast to offshore to inshore to lobsters and everything in between. We're so stoked to have him. We're so stoked to talk fishing and to talk to you this morning. If you want to get through, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is calling us on our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, local number 858-457-1090, or call us on that toll-free line, that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking fishing, talking fun, catch reports, so much great stuff going on the show today. We have also got two great prizes at the end of the show today. First of which is a three-quarter day trip to go fishing out of Dana War Sport Fishing. Get to go fishing on any of the beautiful boats that are running three-quarter day at Dana War Sport Fishing and get in on that local yellowtail fishing that's going on right now. And who knows, maybe bluefins, all kinds of great stuff going on.
Sea bass.
You got that. And then in addition to that, we've got another trip, a 5-to-5 going fishing on the Fury with famous Captain Rick Doesburg. 5-to-5 on the Fury going to one lucky caller. An awesome trip there. Another three-quarter day trip out of Dana War Sport Fishing to another caller. Great couple of prizes there.
Wow, those are really good. Thanks to Donna and the gang at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for putting that all together. And I guess brother called and said, hey, can I get some stuff to give away? And
Yeah. Donna said, no problem. And
that's
she
right.
said, let's help Rick Doesburg out and let's get a trip on Rick's boat. So
yeah, Rick is such a great guy and runs such a good operation on the Fury. He's been around forever and ever and is one heck of a captain, too. So 5-to-5 on the Fury, you could go to Catalina.
Yeah, he goes pretty much to Catalina every day
every
unless
day.
Something super cool. exciting happens in between here in Catalina. But he's fishing Catalina every day on that 5-to-5. Super clean boat, bunk room. You go on there, you can relax, have your breakfast, go down, take a nap, wake up, you're at the island, catch a bunch of fish.
Sweet.
And go back to sleep, perfect. Get in and
super
go
super reasonable, too. I mean, Rick, it's one of the best values on the coast when it comes to a 5-to-5 trip to go to Catalina and hang out. Like you say, bunk the whole deal, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and they're all about kids. So if you have some children, you want to take them fishing, that's a great way to go with Rick because boat's super clean. The crew's super friendly. You'll have a great time.
I heard he even has a pet penguin on board.
The only captain on the coast that ever caught a penguin. He caught a penguin back in the 70s.
That's cool story.
Quite a story.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, just a great show. Lots of fun with Dave. Again, if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk about Lake Barrett. Oh, yes, we're talking about breakwater fishing right now.
Tap Lake water.
Barrett, you know, Lake Barrett, I don't do a lot of freshwater bass fishing, but when I get the opportunity to go fish at Lake Barrett, it is such an amazing place. It is the only, according to a DFG biologist I talked to at the Fred Hall Show, it is the only lake in California.
Which blows me away.
That has the pure northern strain of largemouth bass versus the Florida strain of largemouth bass. And they work hard to try and keep the Floridas out that migrate down from Morena.
Right.
So they go in, catch a bunch, and whenever they catch a Florida, they move it back up to Morena. So they really keep an eye on that stock there, and it shows because that lake is loaded with aggressive. Now, the Northerns, what makes a Northern special is they're more aggressive than the Floridas a lot of times.
And most of the other lakes that have the mix of them, the Northern strain just get caught out because of that. They're more aggressive. They're more apt to bite. God, that's a cool fishery, man.
Yeah,
and so much fun.
The lake is up, I think Jose was saying, over 100 feet now.
Yeah.
And it shows because there's the water, it's a beautiful big lake now versus last year. It was just reduced to, 15-18%. Now it's up to, I think it's 50% or something like that of capacity. And unbelievable fishing. We had a day on Tuesday. We were fortunate, thanks to the city of San Diego, to go do a media pre-fish, Rockcod Rick and I. And I had my own guide, Rockcod Rick, and we used one of the lake boats, 8-horsepower Yamaha on it. And what did we? How many fish did we catch?
It was too good. We tried to do a really good job of keeping track, but the numbers got so high that eventually you lose it. But we were probably in the 220 to 240 range, somewhere in there. It was as good as you could ever imagine it being.
It's all catch and release, barbless hooks, artificials only. And what was the key, Rick? You got it dialed so fast. I was using something else and not catching anything. Ricky's catching, and I immediately said, give me another one.
We were fishing half-ounce chartreuse and white spinner baits. And, there's a lot of, with the water being up the way that it was, there was a lot of flooded brush that was in the water. We were fishing in the Hauser arm, and there's a lot of flooded brush, and it was just, it was the most ideal spinnerbait country you could be. Super weedless, and that fish was anywhere from right on the shoreline, in inches of water, out to maybe 4 or 5 feet past the brush. And we were fishing chartreuse and white Terminator spinnerbaits.
Those Terminator spinnerbaits, awesome.
With
the wire that they have, that titanium wire, you can put them in the brush and like basically torture those things, and they just last. I fish the same spinnerbait all day long.
That's the beauty, and especially in fishing like that. When you have so many fish, when you're bouncing, one after another, you're not having to try to, replace the wire and stretch the wire back into the original shape. That titanium wire just snaps right back in, God, it was so good. It was very fun fishing, too, that spinnerbait fishing. It's a lot of, your accuracy casting, and basically, that's what's so cool about Lake Barrett is every single place where you look at it and you're like, man, I bet you there's a fish there. Like, every spot that looks like there should be a fish, there is one. Yep. And the spots that look really good,
there's schools.
How many
times did we say that during the day? It's like you throw your spinnerbait and it'd land in a spot, it's like, I'm going to get bit here.
Yeah.
And it was like every time you'd get bit. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then the other thing that would blow me away is, like, you'd get into areas that would be, that would be spots where you would expect them to be a main point, and there's a little bit of flooded brush, and there's a rock, like all the things that are like rad habitat for a bass to be, and there would just be schools. I mean, I can't tell you how many times Pete and I both threw in the same lane. I mean, we're talking your lures landing in a 5-foot circle. We made 15 casts and caught a dozen bass out of the same circle, the size of your coffee table.
The fish seemed to be concentrated up in the Hauser arm. We did go into Pine Creek, catch a few fish, but the real concentration was up in the Hauser on both sides.
Yeah, both the east and the west side.
And then, of course, we didn't just fish spinnerbaits. We tried other methods, too. You got a couple on the buzz bait.
Mm-hmm.
But the topwater thing was not. I mean, maybe as the water warms up, that topwater thing may come on.
I think so. I mean, if you're a topwater junkie, there are definitely topwater bites to be had, but you have to want to catch them that way. You're going to sacrifice a dozen, fish on the spinnerbait to get your one on the buzzbait, or get your one on the frog, or get your one on the popper. They'll bite it, for sure, but if you want production.
And then the steeper sides, it's called the north side of Hauser Arm, where it's pretty steep on one side, drop shot was just killer. I mean, just, you taught me a lot about fishing that drop shot, because you get so many bites you don't feel. All of a sudden your line's moving the other way. It's like, oh, I got a fish.
Yeah,
I think I got one. Yeah.
I would say in general, the shallower, slower sloping banks With brush in the water, for sure, is what held the fish the best.
Yep.
And anything that was steep with rock held fish, too. You know, with that slower bank with brush, we'd fish the spinnerbait. That real steep rock, we'd fish the worm. And it was, there wasn't an area in the entire lake that we went that didn't have fish.
Yep.
We
no
caught
question.
Fish absolutely everywhere we went. But as you said, no doubt, Hauser for us was, it was phenomenal.
Yeah. And it should, as the season opens, which is the first week in May, first Wednesday in May, I believe, is the first day of Barrett. Tickets go on sale April 11th.
April 11th,
On Ticketmaster. So, and that's for the whole month. So I believe it's 7 p.m., is that right?
I believe so.
Ticketmaster, check as we get closer to Ticketmaster and dial it in, because the city of San Diego and the opportunity that they give people to fish this lake, it's only 20 boats a day and 4 people per boat. They have float tube, you know, you can go in a float tube and such like that. It's such a great opportunity, and thanks to the city for the opportunity they gave us to kind of talk about it and get people pumped up about doing it. But if you want to try out something that's just incredible, Lake Barrett, get your tickets April 11th on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, you don't need to be a hardcore professional bass fisherman to go there and have just the raddest day. You know what I mean? You and a couple of your buddies, or you and your son and daughter, whoever it is, you can go there and you're going to catch a lot of fish. Easy, you know, cast and retrieve. You don't need to be a pro bass angler to figure out how to catch a lot of fish at Lake Barrett.
And that drop shot method is so easy.
Yes.
I mean, Senkos and drop shot are probably, if you're not an experienced bass fisherman, those are the two methods that you want to employ out there, because you will catch fish, period. And I would, if you want to learn how to do that, I'd go to East County Bait
exactly.
and Tackle.
Took the words out of my mouth.
See the guys right there at East County Bait and Tackle. They'll dial in on the right stuff, the right sinkers, the right hooks, the right worms, everything. Get it dialed in and go out there and try it out.
You could have no experience and calico bass gear in your garage. Go to East County Bait and Tackle, spend $20 to $40 on, like I say, a few baits, few hooks, few sinkers with gear that you probably already have, and will have the raddest day. And it's something different. It's cool. There's so much wildlife around the lake.
Oh, yeah,
we saw
bobcat, deer, coyotes. What else did we see? All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool place and way worthy of it. And like you say, such a cool opportunity. And it's cool that San Diego City Lakes allows us to do that, not just the media pre-fish day, but all of us to get to go fish there. I mean, it's
absolutely
not an easy thing for them, and it's not a thing that they make a lot of money. It's something they do for us as anglers, and just, man, it's awesome.
Yep.
Can't wait to go back.
Thanks to Lori and Jose out there at the lake for doing a great job out there getting things ready for everybody.
No doubt.
Hey, let's head south to the East Cape. Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John.
Well, it's a so-so fishing this week, to be honest with you. We've had 3 or 4 days of wind, kind of on and off weather, and with the highlight of the week was our big 97-pound Wahoo.
That was something.
That was a giant.
I posted a picture on
that
our
was
Facebook
a giant.
Page. That thing was unbelievable. Captain Santos again does it again, right?
You know, let me tell you this Santos story. It's really interesting. Santos has a bad heart, you know. He's by far our most popular captain. Yeah, most requested, fishes the most days a year, and loves to fish. He's the kind of guy that if you were up here, he'd be one of your fishing buddies. He's very colloquial and a wonderful fisherman. You know, he's known as the best fisherman in the fleet. Anyway, in the last 2 years, he's had 2 heart surgeries, both summers. He's had to have major heart surgeries, and the guy just can't wait to get back on the water. The first boat out to shore was Santos, of course, and he's the one who caught that big sheep's head. He's also the one that caught that big tuna, and now he caught that big wahoo. So he's been the man this year for sure, and back at it. And it's great to see Santos was real papa and, like I say, a real nice guy. But after 2 major surgeries like that, to see him back at work like he is, and he's really producing too. He's a great, interesting guy, and like I said, by far our most popular captain.
Yeah, so there's wahoo around, there's yellowtail still around, right?
Yeah, it's the occasional, yellowtail. First of the week, they're picking up quite a few yellowtail. We got the good Spanish mack for bait, and there's a high spot cheese just right off the front of Buena Vista there that was producing real well. When the wind picked up and everything, it kind of screwed the fishing up, to be honest with you, and it hasn't been real good for the last 4 or 5 days. They haven't been picking up many. Lots of skipjack. There's loads and loads of skipjack around, and nice size skipjack, too. They're, you know, 10 to 20-pound skipjack and real tuggers, and loads of them around. But But that's been pretty much the story, that and the big wahoo. Early in the week, we had a lot of yellowtail and pargo, but that hasn't happened for the last 3 or 4 days either. So we're waiting for it to the water to clean back up and the things to get back to normal. Water's 72, 73 degrees, which is just about normal for right now, for this time of year. So it should be good. I'm just looking on our website here, looking at all the fish we've taken this year, and a lot of quality fish, you know, for this early in the year. So it portends well for later on. But this week was kind of a dead one, you guys, straight up. Not our best week going.
Yeah, well, John, it's you know, this is the beginning of the season. It's just getting started. And if somebody wants to book a trip, I know we have a couple rooms left for our Let's Talk Hookup trip in early June, and then scattered openings throughout the season. But it's time to book now. Airfares are great.
It sure is.
And time to get on your boat.
Yeah, keep in mind the Rancho Lanero is only 34 rooms, so we fill up before anybody else does.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want the right room and the right captain, like Santos, better call early, 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
That, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
I sure will, Guy. Look forward to it.
All right. Mr. Jimmy Salazar is on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick and Captain Dave.
Hey, Jim.
Jimmy.
Hey, Dave. Thank you very much for all the promo high support at the Fred Hall Show. It's really appreciated.
My pleasure. I even gave the boys some free
Promar
stuff this morning.
We got some Promar swag, those new, what do you call them?
Little rockod squid.
Oh, the squish?
Rockod squish.
Yeah.
That squish is working good. I had those out Tuesday. I got limits of reds in no time. I was getting them double, two at a time.
No way. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all pre-rigged and ready to go. You just tie it on and drop it, put a sinker on it and drop it down.
That's it.
Gotta love it.
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention before I got into the tournaments, which is the reason I called, but I wanted to mention to everybody that they need to remember to turn in their lobster report cards. And you have to have that lobster report card turned in by April 30th. Otherwise, you'll have to pay a $20 non-return fee. And if you do it online, you can keep the card with the confirmation number on it for your records. And if you report online, you can go to wildlife.ca.gov/fishingharvest. And it's really the easiest way to report.
Very good. Now, you want to talk about the CCA Battle of the Bays.
The Battle of the Bays. Hobie, Southwind, and Ron at Fastlane Kayaks have donated two I-11S Hobie Mirage Drive inflatable kayaks to be the top raffle prize for each event on May 6th and June 10th.
Those things are so cool.
So now, just for participating and buying a few raffle tickets, you could be going to Cedros kayak fishing for 4 days or have a chance at an I-11S Hobie kayak without even catching the biggest fish or even catching a fish in a tournament.
Unreal.
That's
it's a drawing and it's a raffle. So you guys need to participate. We've collected about 25 sponsors. We should have plenty of happy anglers at the raffles. And the first captain's meeting is scheduled for April 29th at Fastlane at 10 a.m. with Ron, Debbie, and Hayden as our hosts. Our guest speaker will be Afrin Abutin from Warbaits, and after he's done, I'll demo the iAngler app and talk about how to make your photo submissions and how to use the hog troughs. Fastlane will be having some of the hog troughs for sale at the captain's meeting if you guys don't have one yet. And lastly, Yanni's going to be cooking up some yummy fish tacos on the grill for our lunch, and it would really help if you guys don't wait till the last minute to register that so that Yanni can get a good count on the food and the beer needed. Latitude 23 will be providing the free beer tasting, and registering early will also ensure that you get the right size T-shirt, as I'll be ordering those later this week or in the next week or two.
Now, all right, so how do we register?
You go to battleofthebays.com, and there'll be two buttons up at the top, one for each date. Click on the date you want. It'll send you to the iAngler app, and that iAngler app should be fun, as we'll be having a running leaderboard on the app, so you can keep track of who's leading and where you stand in the tourney.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can get more information at the CCA booth next Sunday, a week from today, at Day at the Docks, right?
At Day at the Docks, and then I'll also be at the Heroes on the Water tournament, the kayak tournament that's going to be down in Mission Bay.
Yes, very good. All right. Jim, thanks a lot for all your hard work for Coastal Conservation Association of California and the Battle of the Bays. That's going to be fun.
No doubt.
Thanks for all your support, Pete and Rick. Thank you, guys.
All right, very good. Well, the phones are packing up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Dave, who's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dave.
Good to hear Dave. Good to hear Dave out there on the waves this morning.
Thank you.
Dave, you're one of those Daves that I've met in the past, and I like all Daves, you know, but especially you, my friend.
Well,
thank you for being there for us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Are you going to be down today at the docks doing a seminar?
No, I am not.
Fishing that day.
I think I'm out on the boat that day catching some fish.
There you go.
If there was an opportunity to be there, you know I would be there, but I got to work that day.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Dave. Well, we'll see you at the docks. We'll be there. Rockeyed Rick will be, of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll have a big display, right?
Yeah, we're very busily putting away Fred Hall Show, Del Mar, and very excitedly putting up Day at the Dock stuff as we speak. So now it's getting all the stuff out of boxes. And, yeah, we do it. It is the last, you know, kind of show sale opportunity for us of the year and a very important one for us. You know, people always say it, you know, almost as like a sales tool, but it really is the truth. I mean, this is the time when we realize, like, oh, man, we didn't get rid of as much of this as we thought we were going to throughout the year. We're overstocked on this, and it's a really important time for us to make room because we've got the season coming. You know, whether that be overstock on popper or a particular rod or whatever case may be. You know, last year was a perfect example would be fishing rods. Last year and the year before were all about big fish gear, 40-pound, 50-pound, things like that. So, you know, you can get an overstock of 25-pound type rods because you didn't go through nearly as much you do in a year, but it's very important to have that space. And those are the types of things you can score just killer, killer deals on.
There you go.
Yeah, there'll be some great ones.
Yeah, for sure. And then we'll have a Let's Talk Hookup live broadcast there next Sunday starting at 7 a.m. It's always a variety show. We have a lot of great people that come join us. And we just basically, we put it together that morning.
Yep.
It's like, hey, will you talk on the show? Hey, will you talk on the show?
Hey, there's Steve Carson.
Kind of
come over here for a minute. And, you know,
exactly. Always a fun time. And then we'll have a Let's Talk Hookup booth right there where we're going to be doing the live broadcast. We'll have T-shirts and various other things available for you. So
Day at the Docks is a fun day. It's free. It's fishing. It's food. It's seminars. It's open house
right
on the boats. It's so much fun.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you there. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's next up talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Really, it's more of a comment. Dave, you're a blast to listen to on the radio and when you're on Facebook, and I sat in your Del Mar seminar, was it last weekend or the weekend before, and, you know, I got to give you kudos for getting the kids involved. Not only do you have a fun show to listen to and learn a lot about fishing, but you really bring in the kids, and I think that's really important, and I just wanted to recognize you for that.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's super important to make sure that we make sure that the children know it's okay to go fishing, because they're being taught that it's not okay. So someone has to let them know it's okay to go fishing and you're not a criminal if you go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's what I try to do and make sure that all the children that come to my seminars, and I do a lot of seminars, they all get stuff to make sure that they keep coming back and that fishing is super important to educate our children on how cool fishing is, because fishing is the coolest thing you could do, way better than any video game.
Absolutely. What do you think they teach kids in Laguna Beach schools?
Oh, my goodness.
That city is so messed up.
That we're the criminals. We are the bad people because we go fishing. We are horrible people for actually torturing those poor little fish.
It's unbelievable. I mean, how can people...
I don't know. But those people are out torturing...
They really believe it, or they just want to
that
be
is the culture.
Live in a fantasy world.
But then they torture tomatoes, so,
yeah,
you know, they pull those poor tomatoes right off the vine and they eat them. That tomato was just hanging out. The tomato wasn't even bothering anybody, and they rip it right off the vine and eat it.
What about those poor carnitas tacos?
Right. Well, that's not an actual animal, is it? That's a carnita.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, anyway, Don, thanks a lot for the call
this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, the hot deal last year and now again this year, the flat fall from Shimano, right, Ricky?
Well, I mean, you heard Captain Ryan Boston talk about it yesterday. It was the big fish lure last year, and right off the bat again, it's the perfect way to target that big fish. It's the right gear. It's the right hooks. You're able to fish heavy line, big hooks. All the things that puts big bluefins in the boat is right with the flat fall.
And it's kind of like what freshwater fishing is for drop shot. The flat fall is for fish and tuna, because you basically put it out of gear, you drop it down, and you wind when you get
it
right.
Drop the jig down to where you think the fish are holding, you crank it up 30 feet, free spool, send it right back down again. You keep it in their face, keep in the strike zone where that fish is at. They're perfect.
They're perfect. And they're available again. They've been out of stock a lot, but you just got a huge load, I know, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and other tackle stores throughout Southern California.
Every color, every size in stock we have, as I know most all the other great dealers in Southern California the same way.
So check it out, the Shimano Fat Flat Fall from Shimano.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, which is really cool. We heard them talk about it yesterday. They'll take you on the ATV, show you where to go, dial you in if your goal is to catch a big rooster from the beach. The guys at Scorpions are the one to make it happen. They're going to make your fishing dreams come true. They've got killer guides that are equipped and determined to make it happen. Check out ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape.
Indeed, and let's start up with Captain Brian Woolley, Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Brian?
Yo, what's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, David, what's happening? How are you guys this morning?
Phenomenal.
Hey. Great.
Good. Well, hey, a similar week up here as the last few for us, for sure. You know, the fishing along the beach, you know, it has been pretty, I'd call it a strong good. It hasn't been super phenomenal. It hasn't been awful, but it's just been, it's been good. The water locally did get a bit red a few days and was a little off, but it's been trying real hard to get itself cleaned up. The calico bass fishing on the half-day trips right now has been a bit of a day-to-day deal as well. The sardines are still, I'm going to tell you, the best bet to catching a few fish, but good current has been the key. And, you know, we've got plenty of good kelp and hard bottom to fish, but the conditions, you know, if we can find the right conditions set during a trip on a half-day close to the harbor, it's been really, really important. The three-quarter day stuff has been out deep as well. Still some good rockfish to be caught. You know, this week the current out there in that 30 to 40 fathom zone made things real tough to get lines to the fish, but they still managed some nice fish for sure. The water on the outside is that good 61 to 62 stuff, and the Helena went out on a little scouting trip yesterday and did find some yellows on some kelps in that outer water. So didn't bite real well. They got a little sample, but they had you know, they had that opportunity, so we may have to kind of roll that into our mix this week on our three-quarter day trips, too. You know, we may be splitting some efforts, getting a few fish on the boat, making a couple drops, and then going out and looking around for those, some of that yellow on those kelps to keep that outside offshore water honest. Our halibut derby, that wrapped up for 2017. The 32-pound fish that sat at the top of that leaderboard ended up being the derby winner. That angler took home $1,500 for that fish, and there was another $1,600 paid out in prize money for the top five fish total. So the top 25 anglers are out today on the Clemente. They're vying for the last $500 in prize money, so whoever catches the largest fish today will go home with you know, the fish off bragging rights as well as that $500. So tons of good stuff going on up here. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us, I would certainly recommend calling the office and making a reservation. Phone number up here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danorf.com. And like I mentioned, every week, take advantage of that 25% discount on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage there. Click on our banner ad. It'll give you a little discount code, and you can book online from there.
Perfect. Yeah, that discount code's such a great deal, and we sure appreciate you guys at Dana Wharf offering that to our listeners. And, man, good luck to those halibut anglers today. $500 up for grabs.
We'll see. Hopefully they can, you know, put a little something on the boat. And, yeah, the derby worked out real well, and some good money paid out to those guys that stuck it out, and, you know, some nice fish caught as well. So we'll see how that plays out today.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you, Brian. All right. Now let's head on to the surf fishing report with the man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing great, man. You're what's going on. What's going on in the surf?
You know, 20 years ago, you were happy out of Dana Point offshore to catch a legal halibut. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, the quality of fish is just so impressive. You know, it's really neat to see that fishery doing so well. And here we go in the surf line here. The halibut are making big news this week. And part of the reason is from the grunion run. We had a second grunion run this week. And that draws the halibut, calico bass, sand bass inside. We've seen the first good spots of sand crab this week, and with it, some of the first corbina caught for the season. So we're off to a good start. You know, and the conditions are just what we're more familiar with, the cooler water, and it just sets up better for surf fishing. I know it makes the offshore fishing better with the warm water, but we like what we see here. Starting up at Santa Barbara Hook Line, Sinker reported good halibut fishing along Goleta, East Beach, nice mix of short and legal fish, that electric grunion, flash minnow has been red hot. Metallic sardines, a good backup pattern. Smelt, grunion pattern, big hammer, swim baits also taking fish. Solid perch fishing all along this stretch up here. Lots of chunky fish as the spawn's starting to report some ripe fish. Wiley's reported very good bass fight in the reef beaches. Good numbers of calico bass, sand bass, been feeding on the staging grunion. So the guys are walking the rocks, throwing swim baits there and doing real well. And also finding halibut in the sand patches there. Coastline Drive, Pescador, been real good. Big fish reported some of the first corbina this season. Group of fishing Bolsa Chica found sand crabs and a good bite on 1.5 to 2 pound corbina there. So that's a nice start. They were actually, the sand crabs are real small, so they're using grubs and catching perch, yelping, croakers, some small halibut also in the mix. And then Oceanside, on the other hand, some of the best fishing there, terrific halibut fishing in the lagoons, on the beach. The shop said There's been more legal halibut caught in the last 2 weeks than what they've seen in the last 2 years, if that tells you something. My theory is those lagoons have just been opened up. So the lagoon mouse, the lagoons, the beaches adjacent to the lagoons have all been excellent. Flash minnows, X-rafts, swim baits, spoons, soft and hard, jerk baits, all this stuff is working. And then finally, the Shimano sponsored perch derby, was, wrapped up this week. A 2-pound, 2-ounce barred perch, very impressive fish for the southern section here. Won that sponsor, that Shimano sponsored derby, got a nice rod and reel set up. And, April begins the, Penn sponsored halibut derby. Will run April, May, and you have to pre-register for that. But boy, Pete, rock cod.
Man, Grunion around and halibut around, and yep. Man, it's time to go fishing.
It is. You know, last year we had just hot water, and it's just not conducive to those halibut. This is what they like to see.
So cool. Go
get
fishing.
That rod out, and let's catch some halibut next few weeks.
I like it, Gundy.
Appreciate
all
that report,
gentlemen.
Gundy.
Always a pleasure. Good show.
Talk to you next
week, Gundy.
Live from Day at the Docks. All right. Appreciate that report.
All right. Let's continue on with our fish report up to our northern Baja zone with a man from Sport Fishing Financial. Rick Jensen's on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Dave. How you doing today?
Good, Rick.
And now you were busy yesterday, your normal report day, working on the pens in Dana Point, right?
Yeah. We had a small work party of myself, and I have to thank Mike De La Garza, who got out there and helped us continue to seal up the predator barrier. You know, the grow-out pen's been sitting there for 3 years, so like a boat or anything that sits on the dock, it was in a lot of disrepair. And originally Steve Moat from CCA there in San Diego and his friend Billy Baxter came down and redid all the electrical. We got the predator barrier going, and we're mending the net and expect to have some fish delivered in about 2 weeks. They're tagged and ready to come in.
Fantastic.
So, Dave, you being a local guy in the harbor there who's not afraid to have – to be heard, why don't you find some guys to help us monitor that thing? We've got some new regulations and rules with the Department of Fish and Wildlife looking for a lot of data and making sure we're really taking care of those fish. And I think we're going to start out by monitoring the site 2 times a day. So we're looking for any volunteers that are interested. Lots of old guys walk the harbor, and there's guys around that, you know, may be able to get down there and just do a quick monitor, check a couple boxes, let us know what's happening, and that would be a great help. At this point, those fish are tremendously expensive. By the time they're released, they have somewhere around $20 in per fish. So we want to make sure we do a good job of, you know, feeding the resource and not wasting that money and everybody's effort to make sure that we have a successful grow out and release.
No, all right. Yeah, I got some friends that'll help you.
Yeah, there you go. Cool, Rick. Well, I know. Thank you for your efforts. What's the latest up in northern Baja?
Well, down in Mag Bay, the water's been mostly green, about 65, 66 degrees. A little tough on the weather. The guys in the bay fishing, fly fishing for schnook have been doing really well. And in the local ridges, Bob Hoyt at Mag Bay Outfitters got out there and got into some nice yellowtail, up to 46 of them, over 40 pounds, and white sea bass to 25 pounds. So some good spring fishing happening there. A lot of the whales are just about to leave the bay. The last of them are going through there. Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, that was kind of the hot spot and the go-to spot for a while. Switches turned off there, but I don't think that's going to last for long. The spawn will get back on, and we'll see what happens next week. La Bocana, Bahia Concepcion region through Cedros and that have been pretty windy, but Jeff reported good calico fishing going on at North Point and some yellowtail to drop off near the lighthouse. Bay of L.A., you can find a few cabri if you work at it. Some bait in the bay, a little slower for yellowtail. San Quintin, wind again and less fishing this week. Been kind of rough. Some bonita and a few scratchy yellowtail here and there. And then Ensenada, Colonette, decent rock fishing, I guess, and limited yellowtail reported. As far as northern Cortez goes, you know, you have to watch that wind, pick a window, get down there in the spring spawn, fish staging in there will be stacked up and find a time where you can get down there if you're flexible and get a wind window. You'll do fine there, I'm sure.
Cool. Well, Sport Fishing Financial, Rick, always a pleasure working with you, and you do such a great job helping our listeners maximize their retirement and their future so they can go buy a bigger boat, right?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, Pete, thanks again to all your help and support with the last couple of shows. We're growing and got a lot of business coming in the front door. So I recently posted looking for someone here, again, in the South Orange County San Juan Capistrano office. If somebody knows somebody who's looking for a job and knows something about the investment world and some administrative work, look me up. Find me on the line at sportfishingfinancial.com or call me at 949-481-1807.
And you couldn't work for a nicer guy than Rick Jensen.
Second
what
that.
A great opportunity for sure. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Have a good week.
See you, Rick. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Again, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. San Diego's Fisherman's Processing, they are the finest. There's just no doubt about it. That's why they're known as the fish pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
And there'll be a day at the docks a week from today.
Hopefully so, yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Ben? He's calling us from North County this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, you guys. How's it going?
Great.
What's up, Ben?
Awesome. Hey, just terrific. I just wanted to let you know, thank you for those tickets. I went down, scored an awesome lifetime guaranteed pole, and now I've got two fishing poles to fish with.
Nice.
So I just wanted to thank you guys and let you know, I really believe fishing is not a crime. And you never hear anybody say tomatoes are brain food. My dad used to say when I was little, the reason why people flick cigarette butts in the ocean is because they don't care about the fish. I grew up a surfer and a fisherman, and I know fishing's not a crime, especially when you're an environmentalist. I mean, I'm throwing back stuff that I don't need. If somebody maybe on the boat is having trouble, I might give them a fish or let them reel in or let them whatever, have one. But at the same time, every fishermen should know, if you don't pollute the ocean, you're going to have better luck. And the harder you try, you know, the harder you go out for them, you're going to get them. And by the way, Pete, I'm going to go get one of those fat flat falls as soon as I can.
There you go. Ben, you're right a guy, on, obviously, that's paying attention, right, Captain Dave?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
good
indeed.
Job, Ben.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great times with Dave. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.